In Pittsburgh, the untimely death of the late mayor has left a 26-year-old in charge of the city. Luke Ravenstall is now the youngest mayor of any major American city. Catherine Fink of member station WDUQ has this profile.
Since Luke Ravenstall took office, he's been getting interview requests from around the country. First, it was the New York Times. Then he got invited to The Late Show with David Letterman, who made the types of jokes you would expect.
And an appearance like this, does it interfere with your homework?
Ravenstall is trying to pitch his youth as a good thing, a sort of fresh start for Pittsburgh. The symbolism was striking as he spoke at the future site of a new downtown skyscraper. It's the largest construction project in years for Pittsburgh's Central Business District. As backhoes rumbled behind a chain-link fence, Ravenstall promised this project was only the beginning.
We in this city have for too long tried to begin projects like this, but it's finally great to see it happening here in downtown Pittsburgh, and we certainly could not have done it without the support of the state.
Patricia Arms was walking downtown and came over to see what the news conference was all about. She says she doesn't know much about the new mayor yet. She's not even sure what he looks like.
Is he here?
Arms, who's probably old enough to be Ravenstall's mother, says she won't write him off just because of his age.
Give him a chance, you know. He's a young guy, but give him a chance. You never know.
John Miller, who is closer to the mayor's age, is optimistic.
Because Pittsburgh was a dying town for a long time. Now hopefully he can bring some life back into it.
The pressure is on Ravenstall to prove he's a capable leader at a time Pittsburgh's mayor has limited powers. The city entered a form of municipal bankruptcy 3 years ago. Its finances are now under the control of the state of Pennsylvania. Duquesne University law professor Joe Sabino Mystic says the mayor's biggest responsibility now is appointing policymakers.
Most of us are accustomed to electing our officials and having them run things. And that's really not what happens here as long as we have this oversight.
Ravenstall's major policy initiative so far has been based around technology. He's the first Pittsburgh mayor to put a computer in his office and is pushing for other initiatives he says will make the city run more efficiently.
The 21st century issues with the purchase of hybrid vehicles for the first time, with using handheld computers in the borough of building inspection, because we are in a lot of ways behind in where we need to be technologically.
Ravenstall may only have a few months to make an impression on voters. City laws conflict on when the next mayoral election should be held. The local elections board has set the date for next year, but the final decision may come from a judge. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Fink in Pittsburgh.